This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon, but plenty of time for your phone calls then. No super far tangents that Brian and I will go down together. I got all that extra time for phone calls. 844-967-2789. A couple of other headlines we are keeping an eye on. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to pass the Inflation Reduction Act shortly this afternoon. There were floor debates already going on, so that vote is imminent. Coming down the schedule for the House of Representatives, that would send the Inflation Reduction Act to President Joe Biden's desk then, and mark the, it's almost hard to count how many successes the Biden administration has had in the last 10 days. He's just been racking them up. So that is something that we're keeping an eye on. But here in Wisconsin, we've got the big news of the afternoon. Michael Gableman is out. The Friday news dump has taken him, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, effectively letting reporters know throughout Wisconsin that he didn't call up Gableman. He didn't talk to him. He sent him a letter to let him know he was fired. I'm curious to know where Michael Gableman was when he read that letter. If it was similar to Rex Tillerson, when Trump fired him via, well, he found out that he was fired via tweet. That would be an interesting one. I'd be curious to know if Michael Gableman will share where he was when he read the letter that he was fired. But we're getting to the phone lines real quick here. We got Ron and Madison sharing his points. Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Luke. You know, I should have expected this to come right now. I mean, Gableman narrowly wins his primary.
He doesn't Voss. Need Voss narrowly favor. Wins his primary.
Voss narrowly wins his primary. He doesn't need to curry favor with Trump anymore, and so he could get rid of Gableman, who's become an embarrassment, I think, to him.
I have a feeling Robin Voss is not going to be backing down from currying favor with the former president. I don't believe that is the conclusion of this, Ron. I have a feeling Robin Voss will still encourage the former president to come and stump for Michaels this fall and hope to try to take back that governorship here in the state of Wisconsin, because Voss is very utilitarian. He uses people until he no longer needs to. And Gableman wore out his welcome. Gableman went behind Voss's back, endorsed Voss's primary opponent, and took the tirade that is the charade of Gableman's work over the last year against Voss. And so Voss ended that. But Voss is absolutely still going to try to fire up Trump supporters, Trump voters, and get them to the polls this November to try to elect a Republican governor. I have no doubt about that.
You're probably right. You're probably right. I think Gableman, he fired Gableman primarily so that Gableman can now turn and work on trying to get elected to this back to the Supreme Court again.
Well, earlier, I believe yesterday, Voss put it out there that he wanted to see a natural end to the Gableman quote and end quote investigation. They all refer to it as that still. And so I don't know how you put a natural end to something that you started. Robin Voss was the only individual that could put a natural end to it. And he really wanted it to go out in a whimper, though. He didn't want to go out on Tuesday while bottles of champagne were being popped in the Assembly Speaker's campaign watch party. He didn't want that. He did this kind of in a whimper. He wanted to be able to slowly just quietly snuff out Gableman here in Wisconsin. He did it on a Friday news dump. This is going to get probably way less traction going into this weekend than it would have got on Tuesday night. It would have been the major takeaway of Tuesday night had Voss said that rather than Michaels defeating Clayfish. Republicans are so attempting to try to paint themselves as a party of unity right now, coalescing around their candidates. Ron Johnson's been on radio for the last 2 days. Ron Johnson's done like half a dozen radio and teletown hall meetings. And Johnson's just railing against the fact that Democrats came together, endorsed Mandela Barnes, and are ready to defeat him this November. Republicans wish they were that unified. there is chaos going on in the Republican Party right now, and it upsets them so much that the Democratic candidates around the state are coming together in a common goal to reelect Tony Evers and to defeat Ron Johnson. So appreciate the call. You can be like Ron, 844-967-2789. Up next this afternoon, we got Adam here in Madison calling in. Adam, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for having me. I have one question and one comment. First, my question was, why does the Republican establishment in Wisconsin and everybody want, why did they want Rebecca Clayfish to win? And secondly, I know several people who are Democrats who voted for Michaels because they looked at the numbers and looked at how he stacked up against Evers, and they basically, you know, threw their vote because Wisconsin's an open primary. You can do whatever you want. They voted for Michaels in order to get him in there so Evers would have a better chance of defeating him. So I wanted your thoughts on those, on that question and comment.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam. Appreciate the call and the questions. Essentially, yes, Wisconsin has an open primary. I believe that the establishment Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin wanted former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish because they felt that that would be a continuation of what they were doing when Walker and Clayfish were in the governor's office from 2010 to 2018. The assembly got to do a lot of that work. The fact that Scott Walker signed off on all those bills, Walker said that he was never a fan of right to work, but the assembly passed it and Walker accepted it. He used it as a running point for trying to be the next president back in 2016. So I'll dive into the answer to the other questions after this break, but I think that's essentially what it is. They wanted another... Tim Michaels is an enigma. He doesn't stand for anything. He's an empty suit. So it's harder to tell where he stands on these issues. Clayfish, they know her. She's a known quantity, and they wanted her to be able to sign off on the crazy things they plan to do if they get a Republican governor. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but more time for your phone calls, 844-967-2789.